Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 13th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/EALL. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Benjamin Samuels of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Newton, Massachusetts, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Samuels slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Peret, Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf, Chav Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, with a sizable pause, and will conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure it is and an honor to welcome Rabbi Samuels back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Samuels.
Good afternoon, my dear friends. Last week on Erev Shabbos, I received a phone call out of the blue from someone on the West Coast who last visited our shul and I last saw 24 years ago when they came to attend a family simcha. The reason for the call was that he told me on that Shabbat, it was Parshat Shmos, 24 years ago, I shared a Devar Torah, which he told me he quotes frequently. But he can't remember the source that I quoted, and he was hoping that I could remind him 24 years later. I asked him to share the board with me, which he did. And I was like, wow, that's a great board. I said that? I have no recollection of it whatsoever. But I searched in one of my svarim that I studied in those years, and I found the source. I scanned it. I sent it to him by email. And it was a bort in the name of the Kutzke Rebbe, and I'd like to share it with you. Parshat Shmot describes how Bat Paro, when she went down to the Nile River to bathe, she spotted the teva, the little reed basket that contained the infant Moshe. And the Torah tells us, Vatishlachet Amata. The pshat, the simple understanding of this pasuk, is she sent her maidservant to fetch the basket so she could look inside. But Rashi cites the Midrash, which says that she sent her amata. Ama is also the Hebrew word for one's forearm, one's arm. She sent forth her arm. And the Midrash says that a miracle occurred, and it stretched, and it stretched, and it stretched. So if a forearm is, let's say, 12 inches long, her arm stretched 10 feet long so that she could reach the basket that was on the other side of the river. And the Kutzke Rebbe asks, how did she even know to reach out? If we see something beyond our reach, do we reach out for it? If the baby was so far away, why did Bat Paro, Bitya, the Sefer Divrei Hayom tells us is her name, how did she know to reach out in the first place? And the Kutzke says that if someone is in need, we have to reach out, even if logic tells us it's beyond our reach. We have to reach out to help someone, even if that goal is impossibly far away, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will elongate our arm. Batya still reached out, rather than simply saying, what's the point? My dearest friends, this week is Parshas Vayera, and it begins with two mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Hashem visited Abraham on the third day after his bris milah when he was suffering. And then Abraham gets up and runs to greet the wayfarers and invite him into his and Sarah Imenu's tent to offer them Hachnasas Orchim, hospitality. Our shared ongoing pandemic has challenged our ability to fulfill these two modalities of chesed. How could we go visit people who are sick? They're sick. We're not sick. We don't want to make them more sick. We don't want to get sick. They might be in the hospital. They might be at home. They might be afraid. Hospitality. How do we open our homes like the tent of Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu on four sides and connect with people we know that we don't know? Our ongoing shared pandemic has challenged our ability to fulfill these two modalities of chesed. But we have options. We just have to reach out and stretch our arm. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Igros Moshe, Yoredeya, Simen Resh Kaf Gimel, says that although the ideal is to visit the sick to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim in person, if you can't do it in person, you pick up the phone. Well, this idea of reaching out, of stretching, of finding new creative ways to fulfill the mitzvahs that perpetuate from times of old, we can do that in any number of ways. If it can be done safely in person at our Shabbos tables, in our backyards, then all the better. But if not, we can still utilize technology, phone, FaceTime, WhatsApp, Zoom. We can stretch out our hands and reach out, and Hashem will elongate our hands. When I received this phone call, someone out of the blue, 24 years, telling me they liked my Dvar Torah from 24 years ago, they had Hakaras HaTov, I was on top of the world. This week, in honor of Parshas Vayera, let us find ways to uplift others, whether through Bikur Cholim, if they're in need of a phone call, of a visit, or Hachnasas Orchim, of some type of hospitality. In person, the better, but it need to be done safely through stretching out our hands through the wonders of technology. Let us do so. And the punchline of the board that I shared was that when it says in the Torah, "Vayar Yisrael es hayad hagedola asher asah Hashem b'Mitzrayim," when the people of Israel saw the great hand which God had made in Egypt, and the nation was in awe of God by Yeru Ha'ames Hashem V'Yaminu, and they had faith v'Hashem in God v'Moshe Abdo and in his servant Moshe. The Yad HaGdolah, the great hand that God made in Mitzrayim, I said, I was probably quoting someone, was the arm that was elongated to let people realize and achieve that which they were afraid was beyond them. This week, let us stretch to fulfill these mitzvot. We will now say Tehillim, Perakaf, Perakaf Gimel, Perakaf Kufchaf Aleph, and Perakuf Lamed. I will recite them slowly. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai Biyom Tzara Yisagevcha, Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchosecha bolascha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha kilvavecha v'kol atzascha yimale. Niramena bishuasecha b'shem Eloheinu nigdol yimale Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshi Adonai meshicho ya'aneu mishmei kodsho bigrurot yesha yimino. Eila barechev ve'eila vasusim va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir hema karu v'nafalu va'anachnu kamnu v'nis odad Adonai hoshia hamelech ya'anenu v'yom karenu. Mizmor leDavid Adonai ro'i lo achsar binos deshe yarbitzeni Almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev yankheni b'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit solmaves lo irara ki ata imadi shivtecha umishantecha hema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch l'fanai shulchan neged sorarai dishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai v'shavti b'beis Adonai l'orech yamim. Shir l'malos esai einai el hehorim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi madunai osei shamayim v'oretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa v'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Shir hamalos, mimamakim kirosicho Adonai. Adonai shima bekolihi, tieno oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos pishmoryo, Adonai mi amod. Ki imcho haslicho leman tivorei. Kevisi Adonai kivison napshi, belid boro ho chalti. Napshi ladunai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki madunoi hachesed baharbei mofedus. Vehu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. I will now recite the Mishaberach for Cholim and Cholot. Please listen carefully, and when I pause, please say in whatever language, whatever names you need to recite on behalf of those who are ill. Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Moshe ve'aharon David u'shlomo, hu yivarech v'rape es hacholim ve'es hacholos u'betocham. B'toch shahar kol cholei Yisrael. Ba'avur sh'anachnu mispalim ba'avuram b'schar zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. La'achalimam l'raposam la'achazikam l'achiosam. V'yishlach lehem mehera refuah shleimal min ha'shamayim. L'chol evareihem l'chol gideihem. Refuas hanefesh urefuas haguf hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen. And now we pray for the welfare of our brothers and sisters, the whole household of Israel. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzarah b'shivya homdim bein b'yom uvein b'yabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem yotziem mirtzara lirbacha meapelo leora mishibud lugula hashta baglavizman karib v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Samuel. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah, all those needs will be answered, Latova, for good, and whatever it is that we may be praying for, may all of our tefillos be answered for good. And who knows, in 20 years from now, we might get back to you about the Devar Torah that you shared on today's call, a surprise from the past and the future from now. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.